Paul Scully's apology comes after he claimed parts of London's Tower Hamlets and Spark Hill in Birmingham, both of which have large Muslim populations, are no-go areas. The Conservative MP's comments came under widespread condemnation, including from politicians from both areas as well as from within his own party. This amidst a wider row sparked by comments made by another Tory MP, Lee Anderson, who claimed Islamists had got control of the Mayor of London. He has subsequently been suspended by his party, but Conservative Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has done little to appease both sides of the growing row by condemning the language used but refusing to label it Islamophobic. Conservative MP Rehman Christie has claimed that Sunak has made the calculation that he doesn't need Muslim voters. Anderson has refused to apologise for his comments and rule out joining the right-wing Reform Party who have supported him. Leaked messages reportedly also showed other Tory MPs criticising his suspension, fearing it would be the final nail in the coffin ahead of an upcoming general election. Simon Gaitan, London.